It's like anticipation.
It is. Hi, guys.
We are anticipating the joy of being together.
We are. It's Melissa.
And Nadine.
And it's our podcast, The Tapestry of Your Life.
Yes.
Yeah, so we are going to talk today about Pastor Doug's sermon from March 27th, 2024. That's all about strength in the Lord.
Yes.
Which I love because strength and joy, like, go together, right?
Absolutely.
That scripture in Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord is our strength, which
yes.
I just think is wonderful.
Yes.
So the first scripture I have written down is Ephesians 6, 10 to 11. Which says, I have it in the Passion Translation. So it says, now, my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truths for last. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through you. Put on God's complete set of armor provided for us so that you will be protected as you fight against the evil strategies of the accuser. But I like that part. Stand. We were just talking about standing on the last episode,
yes.
I think, right? Stand victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through you. That
yes.
is where we get our strength from, being hooked up with the power.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's what my note says. We are plugged into the greatest source of power there is.
Yes, and God imparts his ability to us. Within that power is an impartation of ability.
Yes. Oh, that makes sense with what I wrote next then. To be strong, share the power. And then in parentheses, I have Jesus' ability. And that's what I was, when I was looking over my notes, I was like, what did I mean by that?
There you go.
Yes. We have Jesus' ability. What Jesus did here on earth, we can also do here on earth as well, too.
Yes. And notice that we're not fighting against the enemy. Because Jesus already fought and defeated the enemy.
Yeah.
We are standing against the schemes of the enemy. Yours was strategies, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, strategies of the accuser.
Yes. So that's a good thing to remember. Because I think sometimes people get their focus on the wrong thing. And they're thinking it's the enemy they're fighting. No, Jesus defeated the enemy. He's already a defeated foe. But what God is telling us in his word is we need to be aware of the schemes, the trickery, so that we can enforce the win that God has given us through Jesus.
Yeah.
That stood out to me when you read it this time. I'm like, oh yeah, we're standing against the schemes or the strategies of the enemy.
Yeah, that's good. And I've heard it said before, like, you know, after that, that's in Ephesians 6, so it all goes into talking about, like, the armor and different things, that there's no armor for, like, running away.
No.
Like, everything is, you know, on the front, fully clothed here, ready to go forward. Like, you are advancing forward.
Yes.
Because it's based off of the Roman army, which I was read about with Rick Renner and different things. And
yes.
how, like, the Roman army was a force to be reckoned with. Like, they marched forward and they never went backwards. Not once.
Right. And at the end of chapter 6, where it talks about the rest of the armor, it ends with Paul saying, I am an ambassador that I may declare it boldly as I ought. So he's asking them to pray for him so that he may declare the gospel, the word of God, boldly as he ought. So we have the armor so that we open our mouth and speak boldly. That's what stood out to me.
Yeah.
It's no use being dressed in armor if you're not going to speak anything. And we have a great example of that in David. He used his mouth when he came against Goliath.
Yeah.
We need to open our mouth and speak boldly as we ought, meaning Jesus has given us the victory. He's given us the authority and the power. He's given us the word.
Yeah.
He's given us Holy Spirit to help us. We have angelic help. We have the armor. But we need to open our mouth and speak.
It's like our mouth is like the light bulb, is what I feel like. Yeah. Like, you know, you can be plugged in, but what's the point of having a lamp plugged in unless you turn it on?
Yes.
Right? Like, and actually use it and use the power. So, like, we are hooked in with the power so that way we can speak, like, so we can say something.
Yes.
Be turned on.
I like it.
Like That's... a light bulb.
Yes.
I made a note at the end of that chapter when Paul's talking about that, like, you know, he says that for that very reason, like, so he can preach with bold freedom. And I was like, wow, Paul was asking for bold freedom while he was probably in prison for already speaking boldly. But he still continued to ask for, like, wisdom to speak more boldly, like, when he needed to. Which, yes. I thought was pretty amazing.
Yes.
All right. Next scripture I have written down is Philippians 4. Is that what you have?
Yes.
Oh, look at that. Philippians 4, and I have 10 to 13.
All right.
But I know often, like, Pastor Doug will start, and then we just keep going.
Yes.
Because the word is so good. All right, Philippians 4, and we're going to start in verse 10. My heart overflows with joy when I think of how you showed your love to me by your financial support of my ministry. For even though you have so little, you still continue to help me at every opportunity. I'm not telling you this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be satisfied in any circumstance. I know what it means to lack, and I know what it means to experience overwhelming abundance, for I am trained in the secret of overcoming all things, whether in fullness or in hunger, and I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty.
Yes. There's that word infuse again.
And explosive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that? I didn't pick that up before, that in both Ephesians 6 and in Philippians 4, the explosive and the infused.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yes.
Because I don't really think of those two things going together. Like, when I think of explosions, I think of, you know, like, bombs and mines and movies. And not once have I ever thought, like, I think of infused with, like, candles.
Well, this is
or where, like, essential oils or something.
This is where the Lord is taking us to higher imagination. He's talking about infused with supernatural power that is explosive.
Yeah.
We're not being dumbed down by the world's way that, you know, it does dumb us down because it's what we're surrounded by. So this is great to be reading this together to get us spiritually sharp.
Yeah. And that, like, he was overflowing with joy. Like, there's that connection between joy and strength, right? Rejoicing greatly stirs up strength.
Yes.
So, that was awesome.
Yes.
I don't know if this goes with the scripture, because I just kept writing notes underneath. But right. One of the things I have is that contentment destroys anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes. You can't be content and anxious at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think about it. It's funny when you think about it, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, if you're satisfied with what you have, you're not going to be, like, worried about what you have. Like, they don't, like you were saying, they don't go together.
It's impossible.
Yeah. So, talking about, like, basically it's love and fear, right? Because anxiety is fear.
Right.
But if you are content, then you are operating in faith and love because you are trusting in your provider.
Yes.
All right. I also have God wants me to prosper.
Yes.
Right? And Paul was talking about that too. And that there is strength running through my veins and my bones and my heart.
Ooh. Veins, bones, and heart. And I wrote down, which this has to go together. I wrote, be strength, receive strength, increase strength.
Oh, yeah, I have that right after that.
So, veins, bones, and heart.
Yeah.
Strength is flowing through my, is that what it was?
Yeah, strength running through my veins, bones, and heart.
Wow.
And in between what you said about receiving, being an increase, like we can receive, be an increased strength, I have engaged your strength in doing God's work.
Ah, so that word engage reminds me of like a gear. Like you were saying about the light and power.
Yeah.
If you don't turn it on, it's the light bulb's of no use. So if you have an engine and a vehicle, if you don't put it into gear, it's of no, the power is of no use for you.
Yeah. Well, and I like how he brings up that point that, like, that's our part. Like, we get to participate. Like, we have to engage and, like, be strong and work together, in a sense, you know? Right. It's not just a passive act of, like, oh, God's going to do everything.
God did.
Yeah, you already did.
It's your turn. It's my turn.
Exactly. So, I wonder if there's a connection, like, veins, bones, and heart with receive, be, and increase. I just noticed the threes. Like.
Right. That's what I'm thinking, too.
Hmm. Well, veins is with blood, right? Right. Takes the blood back to the heart.
Right.
B, our bones help us be.
Yes, it gives us our form and our motion ability.
Yeah. And heart, increase.
Yes. Because if you, we know the term, like, if your heart's not in it,
yeah,
you're not going to have much production. So the heart is key. Like Paul was saying, even though he was already in prison for boldly speaking, he wanted to speak boldly more.
Yeah.
He wanted to be more bold in his speaking.
Yeah.
My English words got a little bit mixed up there.
Okay. I have two scriptures, one in 1 Timothy and one in 2 Timothy.
Yes. We're on the same page here.
Wonderful. I love when that happens. 1 Timothy 1:11. Right?
Yes.
Okay. I have been commissioned to preach the wonderful news of the glory of the exalted God. My heart spills over with thanks to God for the way he continually empowers me. And to our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, who found me trustworthy and who authorized me to be his partner in this ministry. Goes right along with what we were just talking about.
That is powerful.
Yeah.
Who found me trustworthy. That's what God is looking for. In order for us to engage his explosive power in a safe, like a life-giving manner, not a destructive manner. Because, you know, if you mishandle power, it's going to be self-destructive and harmful to others. So God's not going to give us more than we can be trusted with.
Yeah.
So we ask Holy Spirit, help me grow and mature to be more trustworthy.
Yeah.
So that God finds me trustworthy and can give me more power, more ability to share the gospel boldly with my mouth.
Isn't there a scripture about, like, to whom much is given, much is required or something?
Yes. I don't know where it is, except that it's in the Bible.
Yeah. I just remember learning, like, the more you learn, like, and the more, like, you're responsible for, the more, like, you're accountable. Like, you're held accountable for what you know and what you've done. And right. That's what it made me think of. Like, if we're being trustworthy and we're being, like, built up, like, we can be trusted with more. Like, we're more accountable with what we have. But you also know that, like, you can handle it. Like,
Right. And I have different words written down. I don't know if... Sometimes Pastor Doug reads different translations.
Yeah.
So for the strengthened, who has strengthened me in verse 12, I have also that means enabled. So to be strengthened by God means we're enabled by God.
Yeah. So you don't have to build, like, your own trustworthiness. It's not by, like, works.
No. It's by being faithful, because the next line where it says he's found me trustworthy... Another version says, because he counted me faithful.
Mm.
So trustworthiness or trust and faithfulness go together.
That's good.
Yeah. And then putting me into the ministry was the third line, which I think is what is how your translation read it.
Yeah. Authorized me to be his partner in this ministry. All right, let's do the one more scripture. I think that's a good place then after that one. It was 2 Timothy 4?
Yes.
And I wrote down 17-ish, so I don't know where we started and stopped.
I started with 10, and then I have 17. I have 2 Timothy 4:10, and then I have verse 17.
Okay. Alrighty. 2 Timothy 4, and you said 10 and then 17?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just read what it says.
Okay.
It says, since Demas deserted me and has left to go to Thessalonica, for he loves his own life, Crescens has gone to Galatia, and Titus has gone to Dalmatia.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just skip to 17. Mm-hmm. Oh, for in spite of this, my Lord himself stood with me, empowering me to complete my ministry of preaching to all the non-Jewish nations so that they all could hear the message and be delivered from the mouth of the lion. So, I think between 10 and 17, he's talking about all of the people that was, like, with him, against him, all the back and forth and different things, but just talks about he, in spite of all of that happening, the Lord still empowered him to get the job done.
Right. The Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, so that all the Gentiles might hear it. That's the bottom line right there.
Yeah.
And when we keep that in focus and in front of us, that motivates and drives us as to what, why we exist.
Yeah. Are you saying it's power so that way you can speak?
Right.
And we speak so that people can hear.
Yes, absolutely. And God is with us all along the way.
Yes.
Not just as a bystander, but as a strengthener.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, everybody, for joining us.